This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Listen to a radio program on the Northern Plains, and for that, we're grateful to you. That's our gratitude message for you, the fine listeners, whether you're listening on the legendary 550K Fire in Bismarck Mandan, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, that's AM 1100, the flag, 1460 KLTC in Dickinson, KTGO in Tioga, 1090 on your radio dial, Williston, Montford City, Stanley, the entire region out there in the Bakken, and of course, anytime, iHeart Radio app, download it, pop in KFYR, you'll get us wherever you're at. So bring us along, we'd love it. Another hour of What's on Your Mind on the way, brought to you by our friends at B-Mobile. And I know you may think, oh, I missed that Be Rewarded opportunity from B-Mobile. Listen, that's not just a Christmas thing. Sure, there were, you know, were offers all throughout December that were kind of fun, but this goes all year long. And it's for everyone. Special discounts and exclusive offers and free gifts on your birthday and a whole lot more. So join Be Rewarded. Receive exclusive offers and just start saving. To learn more and find a location near you, bemobile.com/be rewarded. Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Williston, Jamestown, Wahpeton, Valley City, Devil's Lake, and Botno in North Dakota. Thief River Falls, Detroit Lakes, Bemidji, and Minnesota. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. All right, it's another hour of What's on Your Mind, and for that, entrepreneur extraordinaire, good friend, and longtime chairman of the Republican Party in North Dakota as well, Gary Emanuel. Your guest host for today's program, Gary.
Thanks, Scott. Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. I'm in studio with Todd Mitchell and my son, Austin, who's been helping me co-host. We earlier had Alex Walker, who's running for Republican National Chairman of the College of Republicans, talking about millennials and stuff. And we had a great segment with Doug Goring talking about legalization of marijuana. And so we're going to be related to medical use, by the way. We also, right, Todd, I got
to need to put that
people
in
be
there,
all,
right?
I thought I'd better
just
add
to be
that
clear,
in case someone just caught the segment.
I was wondering how you're planning on topping that one, but okay.
But we're going to have one of the top justices in North Dakota be able to help us solve that problem. But we're going to shift
or put
gears.
You behind bars, depending on what's going on. Stay tuned, folks. Find out. Will Gary end up in jail today?
So we're
just the person to put him there.
A Supreme Court Justice, our next guest, Dale Sandstrom. Dale, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Gary. Great to be on with you.
Hey, Dale, it's good to have you on. I understand I saw your announcement just recently, retiring after 20-plus years on the North Dakota Supreme Court, and you have a long history serving North Dakotans in public service of over 40 years. I remember back when I was a young 20-something executive director, and the Democrats pretty much controlled North Dakota except for the legislature. You were one of the few elected officials. Those were bleak times for Republicans, and yet, my, how the times have changed, huh?
And it's true. I think there were only four Republicans in elected statewide office. We could all meet in a very small room at that time. Things really have changed. The pendulum swings back and forth in politics.
It sure does. Now, Dale, for listeners out there, you know, as a judge, you sometimes don't get as much exposure as when, you know, when you're a public service commissioner or whatever. Talk to listeners out there a little bit about your early political career. I think sometimes people forget. You know, you had a, you know, you made a major run for some, you know, federal offices, and you were serving the public service commission. Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself in that regard.
What? Well, I've been involved in politics, I think, since I was in grade school. Even when I was in grade school, a kid in my class's dad ran for governor, Mark Andrews, and lost by half a vote per precinct. And I was involved in various political campaigns from then on. It was very interesting. I was growing up in Fargo. It seems like all the major political figures came to Fargo, and you get an opportunity to hear them speak. If there was a dinner, they would usually have it at the Civic Center, and they'd open up the balcony, and the public would come in and hear those speakers. And so I've been involved a lot. It was interesting hearing the earlier segment. I was College Republican State Chairman back in 1972, the year of youth, and actually had a special youth district at the convention, and I chaired the largest district at the 1972 Republican state convention. But after I graduated from during law school, I worked for the United States Senate for a period under Senator Milton Youngs during the time of the Watergate hearings, and then on the staff of the Criminal Justice Commission. After I graduated from law school, I started as Assistant Attorney General. I headed the Consumer Fraud Division, but it was a very small office in those days, so I had lots of things to deal with, including administering the crackdown on illegal gambling in the state and the initial period of legalized gambling, helped with criminal prosecutions and those things. And in 1980, I fought the Republican nomination for Attorney General and ran second in every ballot and gained in every ballot, but ran out of ballots before I got a majority. Somebody got a majority before somebody else does. So
those conventions are tough.
Yeah. It was an amazing year. And then in 82, I ran for the Public Service Commission against my friend Bruce Hagan and narrowly lost that election. It was one of those elections that was actually not resolved until 11 o'clock the next day. And the next year, there was Dick Elkin resigned from the Public Service Commissioner and Governor Alan Olson, who I'd worked with in the Attorney General's office and as part of his cabinet as Securities Commissioner, appointed me to fill the vacancy on the Public Service Commission. I was reelected a couple times for that. Unsuccessfully sought the nomination for U.S. Senate, and then decided to move into the non-political area and was elected to the North Dakota Supreme Court 24 years ago, and then to an unexpired term, and then a full term and 10-year term 4 years later, and then another 10-year term. So I'm completing my third term on the Supreme Court, and the people have elected my successor.
So, Dale, having served on the North Dakota Supreme Court, talk to us a little bit about the Supreme Court in North Dakota and the kind of cases and kind of what kind of process comes out of that in relation to the cases you hear. And because, we always focus on sometimes often the federal U.S. Supreme Court because we deal with abortion issues, et cetera. But at the end of the day, North Dakota Supreme Court plays such a vital role. Talk to us a little bit about that a little bit.
Well, first of all, we hear a lot about what the federal cases, but last numbers I've seen is about 97% of all the court cases in the United States are filed are at state court. And the North Dakota Supreme Court is the highest court in North Dakota. There are five of us elected to 10-year terms. We hear appeals from the lower courts. We call them district courts in our state. We also receive administrative appeals, which go as from the administrative agencies like the Department of Transportation is a common one. And those go first to the district court and then to us. And so we hear every type of case, every murder case comes to us. About a third of our cases are criminal cases. It used to be about a third of family law cases. They're down a little bit. And every other type of case comes to us. And we are usually the final word on cases that come before us. The only direct review of our decisions would be if the United States Supreme Court chooses to hear that. It doesn't happen very often. And then we also have a lot of administrative responsibilities for the courts of our state, and we adopt the rules of procedure that apply in the courts of our state, like the rules of evidence, the rules of criminal procedure, the rules of civil procedure, and the rules of appellate procedure. So we have all of those responsibilities as well. And we oversee the licensing of lawyers in the state as well, and we hear the cases involving the discipline of lawyers and judges.
What is the workload like on the North Dakota Supreme Court? I mean, you don't have a lot of staffing to support you guys. You guys really are working justices, aren't you?
Oh, it's a very heavy workload. I think I'm currently at about 60 hours a week. I probably, when I started, was more at about 80 hours a week. And there's reading virtually every night, every weekend. We read lots of cases, lots of briefs, transcripts, records in cases. A huge amount of that. It's a very heavy workload.
Dale, when we're going to be going to the break here in about a minute, but when you I'd like to explore. You kind of talk when you're done. You have some other interest you would like to do, and talking about serving some other opportunities. You want to pursue some writing projects where you've been doing research in recent years. So I like to explore kind of what you're thinking you want to do for writing of some books and kind of where that direction is going to go. Because, I mean, you have a great mind and a great historical background of North Dakota. I've been involved in politics for 40 years, so I think I'll find that interesting. But we got about 30 seconds. You are also an Eagle Scout. Is that correct?
Well, that's right. In 1965, I earned my Eagle Scout rank, and I've been continuously involved with scouting since then, and I'm still involved. And one of the things we try to promote is the citizenship merit badges and helping the young people learn about the process of government. There are three branches of government. They each have different responsibilities, and it's been a great opportunity. It's a great program, and it continues to do well in our state and increasingly again in the nation.
Well, I appreciate them. So that just only makes sense. We're going to be going to the break here, but to have an Eagle Scout also in the Supreme Court, those are the kind of guys that I want overseeing our court system. We come back. Dale Sandstrom, return from the Supreme Court. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 153 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norskfest Norway Tour, May 29th through June 11th. See Norway at its very best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Visit my sister city of Skien. Meet and greet Bjørholm. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me at 1-800-343-0093. That again is 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited. Welcome along.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC Executive Director Chuck Claremont discussing the role of the North Dakota Safety Council in helping businesses gain access to quality, affordable safety training.
The part that I think is so unique with the North Dakota Safety Council, too, is we combine the quality with the affordability, and that's the part that may not be stated in our mission, but we strive for that every day to say, not only do we want to make a quality training out there. We want to make an abundance of quality training out there. We want to make it affordable so that everybody can attend, whether it's a conference or whether it's any safety event. And I think that's one thing that stands out when I think of the North Dakota Safety Council.
The NDSC's 44th Annual Safety and Health Conference is February 20th through 23rd in Bismarck. To learn about discounts available to NDSC members and WSI policyholders, go to www.ndsc.org. That's www.ndsc.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Outlet prices. That's what you get from Titan Outlet Store. And if you tell them Scott sent you, you get 11% off an already great deal because the outlet price is already a good deal. Plus, it's guaranteed iron. They have a 2012 New Holland T8 390, less than 1,000 hours on it, 340 horsepower, 1,600-pound front weights with the bracket. The rear has the 5 remotes and a high-capacity hydraulic pump, 18 speeds forward, 4 speeds in reverse, 3-point quick hitch to it, Michelin tires on this one. Front tires are 480, 770 R43s. The dual rear tires, 480, 80 R450s. And differential lock on those two. The cab's loaded up. Luxury leather interior, suspended seat. Auto guidance ready with the IntelliView 3 monitor. You get the idea. This is a great bargain at under 1,000 hours on this thing, folks. So listen, call Titan Outlet Center right now, 218-233-3700. Snatch that deal, 218-233-3700, or go to TitanOutletStore.com, TitanOutletStore.com. Stop and see them, I-94, just south Minnesota Exit 6. You'll find them right there. And remember, 11% off if you tell them Scott sent you to Titan Outlet Store. Guaranteed iron at outlet prices. Now more of What's On Your Mind with your guest host in for me today, Gary Emmett.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. I got a text while we were on the break from my rescuer, Lance Hagan. Thanks for digging me out.
Is that his four-wheeler?
No, we drove in my brother's four-wheeler,
okay.
And there was no windshield. It was like 4 below, like 40 below wind chill.
That's your North Dakota winter limousine there.
Exactly. And so my son Austin drove me here, and I used him as the windshield. But the next day I said, we can't do this.
So you let him get the frost instead of you.
So I text Lance Hagan. I said, hey, buddy, can you dig me out? And he shows up with his 300,000-hour or whatever the number is, big Caterpillar payloader, and dug us out. And so I was able to have a warm windshield.
Tell you what, that thing pushes snow a lot better than a four-wheeler.
and so Lance Hagan told me that the roads are slippery west of Jamestown and Interstate. But he also told me that when I was still wet behind the ears, he actually nominated you, Dale, at a state convention for the Public Service Commission. Do you remember that?
I do remember him giving speeches on my behalf at a couple conventions, and I'm sure I was successful at least one in getting the nomination at least once one of those times.
Well, and it was probably because of that endorsement from Lance.
Oh, I would think so. I remember meeting him as when we were both quite young, and he was down in business at Ellendale, as I recall.
Yeah, a big farmer now. So, Lance, the shout out. Thank you for digging me out. I owe you dinner, by the way, because I lost the bet. Well, no, I didn't bet. We did. I didn't say that. So I owe you dinner. I said Hillary wasn't going to get the nomination, and he said, oh, you're kidding me. So I was wrong, and so anyway.
Well, it was 75-20 on one of the TV channels. So,
Dale, I saw when you announced that you're retiring that you want to write. Talk to us a little bit about what you have in mind and kind of books you're going to write and what you're going to do in your spare time. You're just after spending 20-plus years in the North Dakota Supreme Court.
Well, there's at least a couple books I'd like to write. One is about the early period of statehood, starting with the first legislative session, 1889 to 1890, an amazing session, the Louisiana Lottery, the so-called last of the great national lotteries, was so corrupt it got kicked out of Louisiana, and it came to buy the North Dakota legislature to establish North Dakota as a new base of operations for the Louisiana Lottery. Governor John Miller and others secretly hired the Pinkerton detectives who infiltrated the legislative crowd and documented the buying of votes for the Louisiana Lottery.
Oh, my gosh.
At a very high price. I brought it up to current dollars a few years ago, and it was between $11,000 and $13,000 a vote they were buying them for at that period. After the Pinkerton detectives were revealed by Governor Miller, the lottery ultimately failed. But Alexander McKenzie, the so-called boss of North Dakota at that time, stood to make huge amounts of money off of it. And he was out because of that. But he pretty systematically eliminated those who had opposed him. And the struggle between many of the same players stretched over the next 25 years, pretty much culminating with the trial of the only North Dakota district judge ever impeached, and it's an amazing trial with some parallels to some things we saw in impeachment trials at the national level in recent years. So that would be one thing I'd like to write about, because many of the same players stretch over that 25 year period. So I would like to write about that and give people a flavor of what it was really like here in the early days. Pinkerton detectives, and I have their full report, that they actually documented other things sort of collaterally when they were documenting the work of the lottery, including United States senators were elected by the legislature in there those days, and they documented one of our first United States senators from North Dakota buying his seat in the United States Senate. And many of the people from whom counties are named in North Dakota are involved there, and some of them come off very well and some not so well.
Wow, that would be, in fact, that even sounds like a great movie. So maybe you can get a movie script off of that. That's fascinating.
Well, it is really, I think, quite interesting, and I've done quite a lot of research on it and trying to fill that in. I'd also like to write, you know, about the period of time that I've, the more recent time where the part of North Dakota history I've lived through and been, to an extent, been a part of, and former governor, Bill Guy, several years ago, and I got an award at NDSU, came, and he told me he thought I needed to write down what's happened. There's much of North Dakota history that gets lost because it doesn't get written down. And sometimes I think I fit into the scenario of some of those people you see who always show up at various key points in history. But, for example, when I worked for the United States Senate, I was actually in the hearing room when Alexander Butterfield revealed the existence of the White House taping system. Many interesting things and experiences I've had that I think people might find interesting to read about. And then there's some other things about North Dakota history that I think I maybe would like to explore in some articles of a shorter length. For example, the 7-month period when North Dakota actually had 4 governors, and most of it was fought out in the North Dakota Supreme Court, and an amazing time when Bill Langer had been convicted by a federal court of basically extorting federal money from employees of the University of North Dakota, and there was a fight for who was governor, and he was challenged by Ole Olson, the lieutenant governor, who said that ultimately the Supreme Court said that Langer was out as governor, and Langer, according to the Fargo Forum anyway, only left the governor's office when the Adjutant General of the National Guard said he would not defend him in the office. So
it was
amazing tumultuous time, but then 2 more governors within a few more months of that. So North Dakota has some very interesting, colorful political history, and I think people may find it interesting to hear about it.
Dale, I appreciate you coming on. We're winding up this segment. Thank you for coming on. I want you to enjoy your retirement, but I, in light of what you've said, I hope you get really busy and start writing, because those are books that I can tell you I will buy every copy, and I'm sure the station is going to want to bring you on to talk about those points in history. So, Dale, thank you for joining us today.
All right, I appreciate it. Look forward to talking in the future.
You bet. Have a great new year. When we come back, we're going to have Rich Carlgaard, North Dakota native, publisher at Forbes magazine. He's a friend of Doug Burgum, new governor. And also, I want to get his views on what's going on in the markets with Donald Trump in relation to what's going to be going on in the country. Stay back. We'll be back shortly.
I know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. They do that by connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields and giving you choice at the pump. And come on inside for some great deals. All month long, Pizza Corner Pizza. All flavors, 2 for $11. Pop-Tarts, 2 for $1. Barrel of Fun, 8 and 10 ounce chips, 2 for $4. Combos, 79 cents each. Turtle Minis, $2.49 each. Tootsie Mini Bites, $1.09 each. And Deli Express, classic ham and cheese and traditional Italian sandwiches are only $2.99. PetroServe USA, the folks that help America feel better. And, of course, all day, every day, you get 4 items for $4. Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, 4 for $4, a great lunch or dinner, day or night, at PetroServe USA. And get registered for the $50,000 in giveaway. Every week they draw new names, so you have to register new every week at a PetroServe USA store near you. Tell them Scott sent you to PetroServe USA.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. So clean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Auction Company has a busy 2017 coming up. And in a minute, I'm going to give you a number. You can call the number and get a catalog so you have all of these. Full color brochure looking good and be on that list. In the meantime, I'll tell you about a couple things coming up here early in January, Wednesday the 11th, Kidder County, some pasture land featuring some beautiful gently rolling hills, good access, good exterior fences and water, productive soils at 77 for the whole quarter, 83 for the cropland portion only. It's near Steele, North Dakota. Good, good set of land there with 150 acres. That's coming up on January 11th. January 27th, an online only machinery auction. Online only. Mark your calendar for that Friday, January 27th. Wells County is where they'll be on the 31st of January, about 500 acres in Wells County. Excellent cropland northwest of Carrington. Property be offered up in three parcels there. Early February, Dickey County, about 160 acres there. And if you're going to be down to Palm Springs, California, Gold Canyon, Arizona, Mesa, Arizona, anytime over the March time frame, February and March, they have some wonderful land seminars that will be happening there. All the details are on that at Pifers.com, Pifers.com, or you can call them 877-700-4099, 877-700-4099, or go to Pifers.com and tell them Scott sent you. Back with more of What's on Your Mind now with my guest host today, Gary Amenoff. Gary?
Scott, thanks, Scott. Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. We're going to shift gears after talking to Dale Sandstrom, former North Dakota Supreme Court. Well, actually, still a Supreme Court Justice. He's going to be there till the end of this week. But we're going to go to Rich Carlgaard, who's take time out of his vacation to join us today for a half hour. Rich is a North Dakota native, grew up in Bismarck. Father Dick Carlsgaard, many of you around the state know of him as a legendary sports athletic director. Rich himself was a great athlete. Now he's American. He's a journalist, a best-selling author, award-winning entrepreneur, and publisher of Forbes magazine since 1988. Rich, thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you for having me, Gary. I'd like to make one bio correction. There were plenty of great athletes that I grew up with in Bismarck, and I was, alas, not one of them, but I tried hard.
Well, I kind of fall in that category as a tried, but I was a small class B guy. But anyway, being an athlete in Bismarck, still a big deal. And you, in your early career, for our listeners out there that don't know about you, Rich, tell us a little bit about your early years. You were a runner, correct? And then you wrote for Runner's Magazine, et cetera?
Yeah. I grew up in Bismarck, was born in Bismarck, went through the K through 12 schools, went to Bismarck Junior College. Did run high school and cross country and track. In track, we were the three-time state champs. We had a lot of terrific athletes. And I, after Bismarck Junior College, now Bismarck State College, but Bismarck Junior College, and I transferred to Stanford in Northern California, and that's where I've lived since. And I've worked for Forbes since 1992.
Wow. I mean, it has to be fascinating being a publisher of Forbes and being kind of an entrepreneur. Forbes has been one of those magazines I've read many times over the years, and Forbes family and just the wealth and the capital growth and all that's come from people who've been in the marketplace, grown companies and businesses. I mean, it's had a huge contribution to the public regarding Forbes magazine. And I would just love to hear a couple of your observations from the years having been at Forbes and people you've run into and kind of stories.
Well, sure. Forbes is going to be 100 years old in 2017, and it was formed by, if you know Steve Forbes, Steve Forbes is our chairman and editor-in-chief. Steve's grandfather was a Scottish immigrant who came to the United States, became a worked his way up the journalistic ranks, saved his money, started Forbes magazine in 1917 because he had observed that in America you could come in as an immigrant and you could start something from scratch and create a great fortune. And he, as a Scotsman, he was particularly entranced by the fact there were so many people of his heritage, like Andrew Carnegie, who started companies and became rich and powerful in the United States. So Forbes was started by B.C. Forbes was his name, to celebrate that kind of entrepreneurial capitalism. And we do that today with Forbes branded publications all around the world.
You know, I read a book.
I've met a lot of interesting people in this role. I once spent 5 days with Bill Gates when he was running Microsoft in the early 1990s and really got an inside view of what he was all about. And then, of course, your governor-elect, Doug Burgum, whom I wrote a chapter about in my book, Life 2.0. Even though Doug, of course, is a native from Arthur and went to North Dakota State, Stanford Business School, came back to North Dakota and built Great Plains. I didn't really get to know Doug until I ran into Doug at a technology conference in the late 1990s. And have since just followed Doug and interviewed him on several occasions. And it is funny about Doug Burgum. When he told me he was running for governor in March 2016, I didn't know anything about North Dakota politics at that, you know, on the granular level. But I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt, if Doug wanted to run for governor, Doug would win. And I didn't know that Doug had to make up a 40 or 50 point deficit in the Republican primary to do it. It's just that everything Doug has done has been successful, from Great Plains. You know, he built that from scratch. Mortgaged the uncle's interest in family grain elevators around Arthur to finance the company, and took it public in 1997, sold it to Microsoft for over $1 billion in 2001. And then as a venture capitalist has had some amazing success, both companies local to North Dakota and companies around the world, including one in Australia that went public on the New York Stock Exchange last year.
Well, when I text you to ask you through Facebook, which is great about social media, to see if, about coming on, I appreciate the fact that you were quick to respond, so I could tell you're a technical guy. I used to stay in online, but you said, so I want to talk about politics. And you said, Doug Burgum will be a great governor, and I wanted to talk about Trump, which we'll do after we come back to the break in the markets. But I love your reply, and Trump has the potential to be. So let's stay with Doug a little bit here. Knowing what you know about Doug and his background as you probably, you know, being an ex-North Dakotan, and you got a very busy life interviewing a lot of people and managing the Forbes publication. What do you think are some of the great attributes that we're going to see from a guy like Doug Burgum being governor of North Dakota?
Well, I'll tell you two things. The guy has a laser focus. When you sit down with Doug, you can be joking around about this or that, but when you're talking about something serious, there's something that comes over Doug, and he has a look about him, and he's focused. And so that's one of the reasons I think he's so successful in everything that he touches. The other thing is, and I don't know that this is widely appreciated, certainly is in tech circles, and I think that the people of North Dakota will see this in a Burgum administration, is that he is just an excellent manager. I'll give you an example. That the CEO of Microsoft is a guy named Satya Nadella, born in India, educated in India, came to the United States, worked with Doug, worked for Doug at Great Plains in Fargo. Satya Nadella is considered one of the best technology CEOs in the world. Wall Street Journal had a piece on Satya Nadella and how he's really modernized the Microsoft culture. Microsoft, of course, hugely successful in the 80s and 90s, then got a little, you know, a little complacent in the early 2000s. Satya took over after Steve Ballmer left Microsoft to own the LA Clippers and the NBA. Right. And Satya is just an amazing guy. And, you know, Satya will tell you that a lot of the management skills that he learned that have been so successful at Microsoft are skills that he learned working for Doug Burgum at Great Plains in Fargo.
Wow. Wow. And you think of, I know a lot of North Dakotans end up making a lot of money, as Doug was, you know, a great leader and generous. And, you know, obviously when you have startups in the tech world, as you know, they get the stock options. And a lot of North Dakotans who end up staying in North Dakota, as we always had population problems, people staying here was one of the bright spots that North Dakota still hangs its hat on. And obviously it's something we need to do to go forward.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, Doug gets two things. He understands North Dakota from the inside out. A lot of people in North Dakota love North Dakota. I've never met so many people out in the world who are from North Dakota express their love for North Dakota as a, you know, no other state do I counter that from, and I'm not kidding you at all on that. And Doug really is that person, which is why he's invested so heavily in Fargo, and he's a big benefactor of North Dakota State University and so on. But he also understands, I think this is critical too, because there are a lot of great, politicians and non-politicians in North Dakota who love North Dakota and understand it from the inside out. But Doug understands it from the outside in. And that is, we live in a global economy. You know, we may, under Trump administration, trade agreements might be renegotiated. But the fact is that North Dakota benefits by trade. It benefits by trading oil. It benefits by trading agricultural products and so on. And Doug understands how the outside world sees North Dakota. And I think he sees the potential of the outside world to see potential in North Dakota, not just as this great agricultural state and great supplier of shale oil, but also as this growing technology center that can really be on the cutting edge of agricultural technology, medical technology, biotechnology, oil and gas drilling technology. And, you know, you put those things together and suddenly North Dakota, I mean, it already is, but even more so, becomes this jewel of an economy and a global economy. You know, I like to say that North Dakota, with 750,000 people, punches way over its weight in the global economy. And I think Doug gets that. He gets the inside view, but he gets the outside view, too.
Boy, that's great insight, Rich. I appreciate that a lot, because when you think about the opportunity of North Dakota, and having been a person that's traveled a lot as well in my career, the remoteness of North Dakota, I mean, what the internet does, it begins to localize and opens up the whole world to opportunities in business. And I think by having a governor who gets that and has done it and not just talks about it and doesn't come, you know, never really been a politician. And when Doug ran, you know, he was, you know, the ultimate outsider, very similar to Donald Trump, you know, in a sense of a business guy, but a kinder, gentler Donald Trump, as my friend Kevin Kramer, who's now a congressman, always refers to Doug Burgum. Is that? And so, Rich, we're going to go to the break here shortly. When we come back, I'd like to shift gears and spend a little time talking about what you see happening in the markets. And what do you see happening nationally with Donald Trump as our chief executive officer for the United States as president? And get your views on where you see the market going and where our country is going. So stay with us. Rich Carlgaard is our guest. Be back shortly.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
What's on your mind, Carson Wentz? We found out. It's a hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. And an Olhausen pool table and patio furniture and all kinds of great things. Game tables from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Carson Wentz is a customer of Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. And today, you get a chance to find out firsthand from Carson just how much he loves his Hot Spring Spa. Let's chat with him.
Now, it's a good thing when you take a few hits in a game that you get to slip into a Hot Spring Spa after the tough game. How's that been?
It's been awesome. The spa that I got, I was actually telling my brother, the Jets are about as powerful as I've ever felt in a spa. It's pretty cool to be able sit in there and, you know, the day after the game and just kind of help my body recover. It's been really good for that.
Tell us about how you picked Hot Spring Spas. I think you visited one of their showrooms. How'd the visit go?
Yeah, it went really well. You know, I got a chance to meet Vince and Ben. You know, I could just tell they knew a lot about their products and they cared about what I was interested in. And overall, just a really positive experience. And I went away there feeling very confident to shop there again.
Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is the best. Do what Carson Wentz did. Come on in. Talk to the good folks at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. They'll answer every question. Make sure you have the knowledge you need to make the right decision on what to buy. You'll find Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Minot on 83. It's Broadway, just south of Ryan Chevrolet. In front of Kmart at Grand Forks on South Washington. In front of Sam's Club in Bismarck. And next to Spitfire in West Fargo on 13th Avenue South. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell them Carson Wentz sent you.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
What's on your mind? And the program I do called Energy Matters with Todd Mitchell are brought to you by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. It is a great organization doing great work to stand up for the men and women of the lignite industry and all of the companies that support what they do in the lignite industry. And stand up for you, because, folks, reliable energy and affordable energy is under attack right now, mainly by the regulators, but some of these extreme environmental groups as well. This is an industry under attack. So what can we do? We can arm ourselves with information so we can push back against that and make sure our elected leaders know exactly where we stand on that. And one reason to go to SecureEnergyFuture.org is you'll have a chance to sign up and be informed when these battles require your help and letting your members of Congress, your legislators, local elected leaders know you support affordable energy, reliable energy, and the lignite industry. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Minnesotans, North Dakotans, you're needed. So check it out. SecureEnergyFuture.org. South Dakotans, you too, for that matter. Back to more of What's on Your Mind with your guest host today. Here's Gary Emmett.
Thank you, Scott. As we come back and finish up our last segment, we've been talking to Rich Carlgaard, North Dakota native out of Bismarck, who's publisher of Forbes magazine. It's been a pleasure. My son, Austin Rich, who's University of North Dakota in the entrepreneur program, it's been good for him to hear about what your world experiences are. So I
They have a great incubator, entrepreneurial incubator program at UND.
They have a venture capital group, Dakota Venture, that he's one of the directors on as a junior. And I told him, you're going to learn more being on that venture capital fund where they got about $1.9 million of investors' money doing these business plans. Last night I heard him on the radio spent an hour on the phone going through business plans as he was doing it. And I said, you're going to learn more from that than anything you learn at UND just because that experience is critical. So
that's absolutely right.
So anyway, before we switch to President-elect Trump, any last thoughts on Governor Doug Burgum?
Yeah, at the Civic Center on next week, on January 4th, there's an event, the Burgum Inauguration Party. It's open to the public. Starts at 6:30. Go to burguminauguration.com. Music, dancing, Tiger Lily in the front fenders. So sign up. It's free.
It's going to be a great time. I plan on being there. I've talked my wife into going with me out and having a good evening. So we will be there as well. So join the governor and first lady next Wednesday, January 4th at the Bismarck Civic Center. So I appreciate that pointing that out, Rich. So Rich, as we shift gears to President-elect Donald Trump, the markets have gone crazy since he got elected and was shocked the world by. What's your take and what do you think is going to happen in the next 4 years with him leading this country?
You know, one of the debates the national media likes to have is whether Trump has a mandate. You know, he lost the popular vote by 2.8 million. Of course, if you take out one county in California, Los Angeles County, then he would have won the popular vote.
That's funny.
But I believe that he does have a mandate. The mandate has to do with economic growth, that the U.S. has averaged 3.1% GDP growth per year from the end of World War II. Up until the 2008 recession. Now, it wasn't Obama's fault that he inherited that, but the economic growth after the recession was really subpar. An economist named Scott Granis calls it the Obama gap. We've averaged 2% growth. We're starting to get maybe a little better, but we've left $3 trillion of economic activity on the table. That's President-elect Trump's mandate. It's to get the U.S. economy in gear. And not in gear just for people in New York and California, but in gear for everyone.
Do you think I'm worried about him starting a trade war. Do you have concerns of that?
Yeah, but see, here's where I think that, you know, he did very well in the red states, and there are a lot of manufacturing companies in the red states and a lot of manufacturing job losses. And of course, the Trump base was pretty angry about that. And so his talk about trade was all music to their ears. But a lot of these red states also have, and it didn't come up so much, these great agricultural bases in North Dakota, you know, which voted overwhelmingly for Trump, benefits by free trade. My take is, because I share the concerns, I think that he's going to be more nuanced. I think that he's going to dump some of these multilateral trade agreements, and he's going to quietly negotiate more bilateral trade agreements. So I'm cautiously optimistic that he's not going to throw the world into a trade war.
One last question as we finish up this morning segment, being an insider on Forbes and understanding, what do investors in the next minute or so, what ought they be looking at in the next 4 years? What advice can you give them?
Well, I would say, just to be a little bit cautious, I think that President-elect Trump excited the markets so much and the markets have gone up. Since his election that, you know, it worries me a little that he hasn't left a lot on the table for 2017. Nonetheless, I would look for, if Trump follows through on lowering, corporate income tax rates to 15%, Paul Ryan wants 20%, but either one would be acceptable. Top end income tax rates from 39 to 33. He really cleans the complexities out of regulations and makes it easier to start businesses again. And he's good on trade, which is to say he's tough on trade, but he doesn't start a global trade war. Then I think maybe after the market settles down a little bit, it's going to go on a tear for the next 4 years.
We've been listening to Rich Carlgaard. Rich, thank you for taking time out of your holiday vacation and time away from your family. We look forward to having you back in North Dakota when it works for you again. I'm sure Scott will be happy to have you back again and talk more as the year unfolds. So Have a great new year, and thanks for joining us, Rich.
Yeah, same to you. Same to you, Gary, and thanks so much for having me on the show, and go Doug Burgum.
All right. Well, those listeners out there, don't forget January 4th. Come to the inaugural ball. It's free. It's open to the public. You can listen to Gary Emmett and Austin at What's on Your Mind and KFYR. Thank you for joining us. Talk to you tomorrow.
TitanOutletStore.com is the place for great deals. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. If you tell them Scott sent you at Titan Outlet Store, you'll take 11% off their best price. 2013 Wishick 862 Disc Harrow, 30-foot single-fold heavy-duty tandems with highway tires. Blades measure 29 inches across the unit, and it has disc scrapers on all the gangs. Your best price, minus 11% now at TitanOutletStore.com. Stop and see them. I-94, exit 6, just south of I-94. Titan Outlet Store. Tell them Scott sent you.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.